You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of Israelis have rallied outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in the capital, Jerusalem, protesting his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis. Despite Mr. Netanyahu announcing multiple economic support packages, residents are frustrated by bureaucratic holdups and the slow pace of the measures' release. One Israeli protester is calling for Mr. Netanyahu to step down, saying the government's help is coming too little, too late.
We came here in love for good vibes, and against our Prime Minister that spread a lot of hate here for 11 years. And we want him to go, but with no violence. We are here only with love against Netanyahu and the government. All of us are unemployed because of this situation.
Following a spike in new COVID-19 cases, the Israeli government reimposed restrictions. Restaurants are again closed for indoor dining. Gyms and exercise studios have shut, and stores, beauty salons, museums, and tourist attractions are closed on the weekends. The returning measures have prompted Israelis to demand improved state aid, and the Prime Minister's approval rating has plunged below 30%. Mr. Netanyahu is urging protesters to stop, saying he fears demonstrations will contribute to the spread of the virus.
I want to say to all those taking part in protests from all sides, those who support the government and those who oppose it, to follow instructions. Take care of your health. Don't drag the country towards anarchy, violence, and property damage, or spread disease through terrible sanitary practices, such as relieving yourself in yards and in the streets. Don't be dragged into attacking police. They're doing their jobs.
Meanwhile, Brazil's unemployed claim they have not yet received the $170 in financial assistance promised by the government as part of its COVID-19 aid package. People have been gathering outside banks around the country in the hope of receiving the money. Hundreds of Brazilians are facing bureaucratic delays in getting assistance amid fraud and a disjointed emergency response by federal officials. President Jair Bolsonaro has been criticized for his administration's slow response to the crisis. Brazilian Kleber de Carvalho used to work as a hairdresser, but lost his job amid the pandemic. He started receiving the allowance, but says it was suddenly suspended.
I have to wait until August to eat something. It's a shame. People should not go through this. Nobody deserves it. It's inhumane.
In Romania, two villages have been placed under quarantine. New regulations in the country allow quarantines to be imposed on locations where the number of virus cases is above 3 per 1,000 residents, and no other measures are deemed capable of containing the spread. It comes as authorities confirm over 1,000 new daily coronavirus cases in the country for the first time. Police are monitoring cars and people entering and exiting the villages. A construction site owner says his workers are concerned about the situation.
I came here in the village to check on the works, to talk to the guys, to see if anything is needed and to calm them down a little bit, because they're worried due to the quarantine.
Truck driver Adrian Anton says health regulations must be followed.
We must keep away from this virus. It's not something to play around with. This is the situation. There is nothing else we can do. There must be something. Otherwise, we would not have this craziness.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the coronavirus has taken hold.
The coronavirus storm has indeed arrived, as we said it would, with the provinces of the Eastern Cape, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal experiencing a rapid rise in infections. Even as the country braces for the difficult weeks ahead, it is significant that more than half of those people who we know to have been infected have now recovered.
His comments come as cases in the country pass 400,000, making it the fifth highest in the world. In an attempt to limit the spread of infection, Mr. Ramaphosa has confirmed schools will take a four-week break.
There are, however, some exceptions. Grade 12 learners and teachers will only take a one-week break from now, returning to school on the 3rd of August. Grade 7 learners will take a two-week break, returning to school on the 10th of August. Specific arrangements will be made for different categories of special schools.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.